Legendary doesn't happen by chance. It happens because it's what BetMGM does. Sign up for BetMGM and check out all the exciting new ways you can make this pro football season unforgettable. Shoot your shot with same-game parlays. Call your plays like a pro with live betting. Or bet on a market you didn't know existed thanks to BetMGM Originals. You'll be on the edge of your seat from the very first snap, no matter what type of fan you are. Earn BetMGM rewards points on every bet. Take advantage of football offers found nowhere else, like a second chance on a first touchdown bet. And keep an eye out for rewards dropping in your account throughout the season. Never settle for the ordinary. Sign up today. BetMGM. Make it legendary.
BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. Specific promotional offers are not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text OPENY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
It's time to take out the trash in your life. Today, you're going to empty out the negative thoughts, emotions, and behaviors that are holding you back from experiencing the abundant life that God has planned for you. Have you ever felt like a warrior facing a battle that seems impossible to win? It's like the arrows of negativity, self-doubt, and discouragement keep piercing through your armor, leaving you feeling weak, vulnerable, and defeated. But what if I told you that God is the ultimate commander who can equip you with the spiritual weapons that you need to fight back against the enemy's attacks and emerge victorious? Today, I will explore how we can empty out the negative from our lives and take up the mighty weapons of God to demolish the strongholds of negativity and walk in the freedom and victory that Christ has won for us. I am also going to pray a powerful prayer with you in the mighty name of Jesus. So watch until the end and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. In the book of 2 Corinthians 10, verses 3 to 4, the Apostle Paul reminds us, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds." In our walk of faith, we often encounter battles that test our resolve and faith. These are not physical battles, but spiritual ones, requiring spiritual strategies and divine intervention. The good news is, God has already provided us with everything we need to be victorious. Everything we need to empty out the negative when we lean on Him and utilize His divine weapons. No stronghold is too strong. There is no enemy too powerful and no battle too daunting. Now, let us explore how to identify the strongholds of negativity. My dear friends, the first step in emptying out the negative from our lives is to identify the strongholds that are keeping us captive. A stronghold is a mental or emotional fortress that the enemy uses to keep us trapped in negative patterns of thinking and behavior. These strongholds can manifest in various forms, such as fear, anxiety, depression, addiction, unforgiveness, bitterness, self-doubt, and many more. They are like the walls of Jericho that seem impenetrable and unshakable. But with God's help, we can bring them down and experience the freedom and victory that is our inheritance in Christ. In the book of Numbers 13, verses 27 to 28, we read about the 12 spies that Moses sent to explore the Promised Land. 10 of the spies came back with a negative report, saying, "And they told him and said, 'We came to the land where you sent us. It truly flows with milk and honey, and this is its fruit.' Nevertheless, the people who dwell in the land are strong. The cities are fortified and very large. Moreover, we saw the descendants of Anak there." The negative report of the 10 spies created a stronghold of fear and unbelief in the minds of the Israelites, causing them to doubt God's promise and ability to give them the land. They focused on the giants in the land instead of the faithfulness of their God, and as a result, they wandered in the wilderness for 40 years. How often do we allow the negative reports of our circumstances, past failures, or the opinions of others to create strongholds of fear and unbelief in our own minds? We may feel like grasshoppers in our own sight, incapable of overcoming the challenges and obstacles that stand in our way. But my dear friends, we serve a God who is greater than any giant we may face. He is the one who parted the Red Sea, brought down the walls of Jericho, and conquered death and the grave through the resurrection of his Son, Jesus Christ. If God is for us, who can be against us? No stronghold of negativity can stand against the power and might of our God. But how do we practically identify and overcome these strongholds in our lives? The Apostle Paul gives us a powerful key in 2 Corinthians 10, verse 5, where he says, "Casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ." The battle against negativity starts in our minds. Every negative thought, belief, an argument that contradicts the truth of God's word must be cast down and taken captive to the obedience of Christ. My friends, we cannot allow ourselves to be held hostage by the lies of the enemy any longer. Instead, we must fill our minds with the truth of who God is and who He says we are in Christ. We are more than conquerors through Him who loved us, as the scripture says in Romans 8, verse 37. We are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, according to 2 Corinthians 5, verse 21. We are fearfully and wonderfully made, as David declares in Psalm 139, verse 14. We are loved with an everlasting love, and underneath are the everlasting arms, as we read in Jeremiah 31, verse 3, and Deuteronomy 33, verse 27. As we meditate on these truths and allow them to sink deep into our hearts, the strongholds of negativity will begin to crumble and fall. We will no longer be slaves to fear, anxiety, depression, or any other negative emotion that seeks to rob us of our joy and peace in Christ. Instead, we will be filled with the glorious liberty and freedom that comes from knowing and believing the truth of God's word. So, my dear friends, I encourage you today to take an honest inventory of your thought life and identify any strongholds of negativity that may be holding you back. Don't be afraid to confront them head on with the truth of God's word and the power of His Spirit. Remember, you are not fighting this battle alone. You have the greatest commander in the universe on your side, and He has already given you the victory through Christ Jesus, our Lord. But identifying the strongholds is only the first step. We must also be willing to surrender them to God and allow Him to heal and transform us from the inside out. This process of surrender and transformation is not always easy, but it is always worth it. As we let go of the negative thoughts, emotions, and behaviors that have been weighing us down, we make room for the fruit of the Spirit to grow and flourish in our lives. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control become the hallmarks of our character as we abide in Christ and allow His life to flow through us. We begin to see ourselves and others through the lens of God's grace and truth, rather than through the distorted filter of our own fears and insecurities. We become more compassionate, more forgiving, more willing to extend the same mercy and grace that we have received from God to those around us. This is the abundant life that Jesus came to give us, a life that is full of purpose, passion, and power. It is a life that is no longer dominated by the strongholds of negativity, but is instead anchored in the unshakable foundation of God's love and faithfulness. So, my dear friends, let us not settle for a life that is less than what God has intended for us. Let us be willing to confront the strongholds of negativity head on, armed with the truth of God's Word and the power of His Spirit. Let us surrender our lives fully to Him, trusting that He will guide us, strengthen us, and empower us to live victorious lives that bring glory to His name. For in Christ, we are more than conquerors, and nothing can separate us from His love. Let us now explore the renewal of your mind with God's Word. My dear friends, once we have identified the strongholds of negativity in our lives, the next step is to actively replace those negative thoughts and beliefs with the truth of God's Word. This process of renewing our minds is essential if we want to experience lasting freedom and victory in our lives. In Romans 12, verse 2, the Apostle Paul writes, "And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." The world around us is constantly bombarding us with messages and ideas that are contrary to the truth of God's Word. If we are not careful, we can easily become conformed to the negative patterns of thinking and behaving that are so prevalent in our culture. But God has called us to be transformed, to be changed from the inside out by the renewing of our minds. This transformation happens as we fill our hearts and minds with the living and active Word of God. The writer of Hebrews reminds us in chapter 4, verse 12, "For the Word of God is living and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." When we meditate on God's Word, when we study it, memorize it, and apply it to our lives, it becomes a powerful weapon against the lies and deceptions of the enemy. It exposes the thoughts and intents of our hearts, revealing any areas where we may be holding on to negative beliefs or attitudes. And as we allow the truth of God's Word to penetrate our hearts and minds, it begins to transform us from the inside out. We start to see ourselves and our circumstances through the lens of God's love and grace, rather than through the distorted filter of our own fears and insecurities. We begin to understand that we are not defined by our past failures or present struggles, but by our identity in Christ. As the Apostle Paul declares in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. In Christ, we are a new creation, with a new nature and a new destiny. We are no longer slaves to sin and negativity, but we are free to live in the abundant life that Jesus came to give us. But this process of renewing our minds is not a one-time event. It is a daily discipline that requires intentionality and perseverance. Just as we need to eat physical food every day to nourish our bodies, we need to feed on the spiritual food of God's Word every day to nourish our souls. In Matthew 4, verse 4, Jesus himself declared, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God." We need the sustenance of God's Word to sustain us through the challenges and trials of life. When we face difficult circumstances or negative emotions, we can turn to the promises and truths of Scripture to find strength, comfort, and guidance. We can declare the Word of God over our lives, speaking life and blessing over ourselves and our situations. As we do this consistently, we will find that our minds are being renewed, our hearts are being transformed, and our lives are being changed by the power of God's Word. But it's not enough to simply read or hear the Word of God. We must also put it into practice in our daily lives. In James 1 verse 22, the Bible reminds us, saying, "But be doers of the Word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves." When we hear the Word of God but fail to act on it, we are only deceiving ourselves. We may have head knowledge, but we will not experience the life-changing power of the Word until we step out in faith and obedience. This means that we must be willing to apply the principles and truths of Scripture to every area of our lives, our relationships, our work, our finances, our health, and our spirituality. We must be willing to surrender our own plans and desires to the will of God, trusting that His ways are higher than our ways, and His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. As we do this, as we allow the Word of God to renew our minds and transform our lives, we will begin to experience the abundant life that Jesus came to give us. We will find joy in the midst of trials, peace in the midst of chaos, and hope in the midst of despair. We will become more like Christ, reflecting His love, grace, and truth to the world around us. And now let us turn our attention to walking in victory and freedom. My dear friends, as we identify the strongholds of negativity in our lives and renew our minds with the truth of God's Word, we begin to walk in the victory and freedom that is our inheritance in Christ. This is not a one-time event, but a daily journey of faith and obedience. Each day, we must choose to put on the armor of God and stand firm against the schemes of the enemy. In Ephesians 6, verses 10 to 11, the Apostle Paul writes, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." The armor of God is not a physical set of armor, but a spiritual set of tools and weapons that we use to defend ourselves against the attacks of the enemy. It includes the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of the gospel of peace, the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. As we put on each piece of this armor daily, we are equipped to stand firm against the lies temptations, and accusations of the enemy, we are able to walk in the truth of who we are in Christ, covered in His righteousness and filled with His peace. We are able to hold up the shield of faith against the fiery darts of doubt and fear, knowing that our God is greater than any challenge we may face. We are able to wield the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, against the strongholds of negativity and deception in our lives. But walking in victory and freedom is not just about defending ourselves against the attacks of the enemy. It is also about actively pursuing the purposes and plans that God has for our lives. In Jeremiah 29, verse 11, God declares, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope." God has good thoughts and plans for each one of us, plans to prosper us and give us hope and a future. But we must actively seek those plans and walk in obedience to His will if we want to experience the fullness of His blessings in our lives. This means that we must be willing to step out in faith, even when the path ahead seems uncertain or uncomfortable. We must be willing to trust God's leading and guidance, even when it doesn't make sense to our natural understanding. We must be willing to take risks and face challenges, knowing that God is with us every step of the way. In the book of Joshua, we see a powerful example of this kind of faith and obedience. After Moses died, Joshua was appointed as the new leader of the Israelites, tasked with leading them into the promised land. But before they could enter the land, they had to cross the Jordan River, which was at flood stage and seemed impossible to cross. Yet, God commanded Joshua to have the priests carry the Ark of the Covenant into the river, promising that as soon as their feet touched the water, the river would be cut off and the people could cross on dry ground. Joshua had a choice to make. He could either trust in God's promise and step out in faith, or he could let fear and doubt hold him back. What would you do if you were in Joshua's place? If we're truly honest with ourselves, many of us might admit that we haven't reached our promised land because we've been paralyzed by fear and overwhelmed by negative thoughts, afraid of drowning in the river of challenges before us. But Joshua chose to obey God's command, and as soon as the priests stepped into the river, the waters parted and the people crossed over on dry ground. We can find the story of Joshua leading the Israelites across the Jordan River in the book of Joshua, chapter 3. This act of faith and obedience opened the way for the Israelites to enter the promised land and begin to experience the blessings and victories that God had in store for them. My dear friends, the same is true for us today. When we choose to step out in faith and obedience to God's leading, even when it seems impossible or uncomfortable, we open the way for God to work miracles in our lives. We may face challenges and obstacles along the way, but we can trust that God is with us and that He will give us the strength and wisdom that we need to overcome them. In Isaiah 41, verse 10, God promises, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." We are not alone in this journey of faith and freedom. We have a God who is with us every step of the way, strengthening us, helping us, and upholding us with His righteous right hand. As we walk in obedience to His will and trust in His promises, we will begin to see the strongholds of negativity crumble and fall in our lives. We will experience the joy, peace, and purpose that come from living in the center of God's will. We will become a living testimony of the transforming power of God's love and grace, shining His light into the darkness of this world. So, my dear friends, let us not settle for a life that is less than what God has intended for us. Let us be willing to empty out the negative and walk in the victory and freedom that is our inheritance in Christ. Let us put on the armor of God daily and stand firm against the schemes of the enemy. Let us seek God's will and walk in obedience to His leading, trusting that He will guide us faithfully. For in Christ, we are more than conquerors, and nothing can separate us from His love. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray to our gracious and loving God. Heavenly Father, Almighty God, I come before you with a heart full of gratitude and praise. You are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the creator of all things. Your love is steadfast. Your faithfulness and mercy endures forever. I marvel at your power and majesty, and I stand in awe of your goodness and grace. Lord, I thank you for the gift of life and for the many blessings you have bestowed upon me and my loved ones. I thank you for your word, which is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Merciful Lord, I confess my sins before you and ask for your forgiveness. As you have forgiven me, I also forgive those who have wronged me. Lord, I pray that you would empty out the negative from my life and fill me with your positive presence. I rebuke every stronghold of negativity in my mind in the mighty name of Jesus. I rebuke every negative word and ill intent spoken against me, declaring that they shall have no power or effect over my life. In the name of Jesus, I bind every spirit of fear, anxiety, depression, and self-doubt. I declare that I am more than a conqueror through Christ who loves me. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, and nothing can separate me from your love. Heavenly Father, I ask that you would renew my mind with the truth of your word. Help me to meditate on your promises day and night, and to apply them to my life. Give me the strength to resist the lies of the enemy and to stand firm in my faith. I declare that I am walking in victory and freedom by the power of your Holy Spirit. Lord, I pray for healing in every area of my life, physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke every attack of the enemy against my health, my relationships, my finances, and my destiny. I declare that no weapon formed against me shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against me in judgment shall be condemned. I pray for your protection over my life and the lives of my loved ones. Surround us with your angels and shield us from all harm and danger. Bless us with your favor and grace, and use us for your glory. Lord, as I say this prayer, together with everyone listening, I am grateful for every heart that is opening before you right now. We come in agreement as we pray for each other, believing that you will work miracles in our lives. We declare that we are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. In the name of Jesus, we claim victory over every stronghold of negativity, and we receive your healing and restoration. We thank you for your goodness and mercy, and we trust in your perfect plan for our lives. Fill us with your Holy Spirit and empower us to live a life that brings honor and glory to your name. Let your will be done on earth and in our lives as it is in heaven. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, amen. If you were blessed by this message, type the word amen in the comments section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you, in the name of Jesus. You can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member who you know needs the blessing of this prayer and by clicking the like button. Also remember to subscribe to our daily Jesus devotional channel for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all those who support us. You're blessed to be a blessing. Now, for those who are listening and you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I urge you to receive God's grace with an open and repentant heart. Start where you are. Your past doesn't matter. Jesus came to seek and to save those that are lost. God loves you. It is not God's will that anyone should perish, but for all to come to repentance. Say this simple salvation prayer for yourself. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, hear my prayer, I pray. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Amen. Now that you have prayed this prayer, you can ask a pastor to baptize you at a local church and make that decision public. Baptism is a symbol of that decision to follow Jesus. I then encourage you to have fellowship with other believers, to learn more about your new life, and to get to know more about God. Please feel free to leave your prayer request in the comments section so that we can present them before God for your blessings and victory. Also, we invite other believers on the YouTube platform and all over the world to join us and start praying for you right now. And we want you to know that even if you don't see a reply to your prayer request, it doesn't mean that you were not prayed for. Rest assured that we are actively lifting up each request to God that is in accordance with His will. We believe in the power of prayer to bring comfort, healing, and guidance in accordance with God's perfect plan. To God be all the glory. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.